Hello.
Hey, Rachel, we have you on speaker for that Shack meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, mm-hmm. I'm calling you for the Shack meeting.
Oh, okay.
Be good, you're on speaker.
Okay, awesome.
So the first thing we could do is we could go ahead and elect our chair and co-chair, which it needs to be parents. So, or somebody who's not staff. If y'all want.
Do you want me to take minutes or notes?
Do we have any volunteers that want to do the chair?
I don't mind if you just tell me what to do.
Okay.
I'll do co-chair. I don't mind. I don't care.
All in favor? any opposed? No. See, I watched the meeting.
Good job.
Okay. So then for our reports, Jenny Martin, she's unable to be here. She's at work, but she's over our cafeteria. And so this year, everybody qualifies for free breakfast and lunch. And on most meals, she tries to have a fresh vegetable or fruit. And we had our Thanksgiving dinner today, and we had a very good turnout. I don't know the total number, but there was a lot of parents here with their kids. Just reading. Mm-hmm. And then Kay is going to report that she's setting up some tours for the seniors to go to colleges.
My kids off.
And she's also does individual counseling as students need there. She goes over there and talks to them. Or they go over there and talk to her. And then Miss Phillips has been doing a sewing class / Bible study on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And she's had a very good turnout. So it's kind of like a community outreach thing. And she's doing really good. And a lot of kids are going. And then we had a flu clinic. We had several staff and kids that had their flu clinics that had their flu shots this year. We had a pretty good turnout for that. United Pharmacy came out. We did that. Then for PE, we have a new PE coach for elementary. It's Coach Fisk. She was going to come, but she's having a basketball practice. And they do running Tuesdays. We used to do running Wednesdays, but now they do running Tuesdays. And it's kind of like our PE thing that she's been doing. Plus, they play games on the other days. And I think Fridays are free Fridays still. So, y'all have any questions on that? Okay. You want to go over the...
human sexuality.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, there's been new... House Bill 1525 requires a Shack committee. Several things on... curriculum and materials on human sexuality instruction. And so I'm just going to kind of read from this kind of what it says. It requires the Board of Trustees to adopt the policy establishing a process for the adoption of curriculum materials for the school district's human sexuality instruction. Mandates the policy require the Board to adopt a resolution convening the local Shack for the purpose of making recommendations regarding the curriculum materials. The local Shack, after the board's adoption of the resolutions, had to hold at least two public meetings on the curriculum materials before adopting the recommendations. Okay, and provided the adopted recommendations to the board during a public meeting, the board to act on the adoption of the recommendations by record vote at a public meeting. Okay, and a lot of this is coming out in the state of Texas because of all the human sexuality, and they're trying to push all this gender-based stuff. They want a local group to drive that for us. Does that make sense? There's a lot of politics going on in this right now. So they don't want it to be driven by. They want a whole community to support this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think it's very important that it's brought up in here. So and that we do that. So. I'm going to talk about a little bit of curriculum that we currently have, and then we're going to also, did you bring that from
I
the,
did.
We've got some material that we've reached out to maybe to present possible a curriculum or a, that our Choices Clinic, is that who it is?
The Pregnancy Care Center.
Pregnancy Care Center, I'm sorry. They have a abstinence program that they endorse, and it's
what age do they recommend?
It's going to be... They have it on there. We'll go over that here in just a second.
Okay.
So currently, I'm going to give, this is what our seventh grade science curriculum has.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to be transparent so y'all know exactly what's being taught come seventh grade. This is really the first time it's taught for our students in seventh grade. Okay, and this is very, if you want to look through it, it's very generic. It does just talk, it goes into reproduction and hormones. Talks about reproduction, the process by which new organisms are produced. Reproduction is essential to continuation of life on Earth. Males and females have special organs for reproduction. Organs in the male reproductive system are different from those in the female reproductive system. Human reproductive cells talks about gametes, the sperm, the ova, or eggs, fertilization. It does have some pictures that you'll see on page 475. The male reproductive system, the female reproductive system. And so those are, I've looked this over. There's nothing political about it. It's pretty black and white. I mean, it's just pretty straightforward. This is what it is. So there's nothing in our curriculum that we have to worry about in a lot of it. Talks about human development, the menstrual cycle. It talks about babies at their different stages, their fetus stages, and then it goes into from birth through childhood and then adolescence through adulthood. It's not a lot, but it's a pretty straightforward curriculum. I don't think there's anything in it that I've read that would alarm us. That's the main thing I want the community to know, and you know, the SHAC committee to know. So she's looked in and talked to the Pregnancy Care Center, and they are willing to come out and do some human sexuality, and I'll let you kind of talk to us about that.
They kind of go over how our body changes. It's 5th through 8th, which I think last year we discussed this, but it got canceled. We were only going to do junior high, so we may look at doing 5th and 6th. I don't know. We have some 5th parents in here, so I'll see what y'all kind of think. 5th and 6th parents. But we normally split them, so you have girls in one group and boys in a group by themselves, so they're not in there together for junior high. Now, high school, they're all together normally, and there they go into a little bit more detail about the STDs, the pregnancies, the reputations, how far is too far, setting your boundaries, things like that. Now, I do have this that y'all can take and look, that can make copies. Now, the junior high is more on the hormones, how far is too far in a relationship, and touching on the risk of being sexually active. So, in deciding ahead of time where our boundaries start. So, that's what they're kind of teaching you there. So, I don't know how y'all feel as parents. Do you think we should include the 5th and 6th grade or just the junior high? Or
I would say just junior high. I mean, I'm not sure Jesse would. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. And Jesse just might be a little bit behind.
What we're going to do is tonight we're doing all new policy updates for our school board policy. So what this says is that we'll have to do, they'll adopt that, the SHAC committee will actually have to meet twice, as I've read the policy, two more times to verify what we're going to do and that we all agree on it. Does that make sense? So we probably will have to have maybe a meeting December and then January, and then we can adopt that curriculum if that's what we choose to do. And then we would present it to the kids after that. So what I'd say we do is give everybody a copy of that.
Okay.
And maybe email Miss McInnes and who's the other one on the phone?
Amanda Goodson.
Miss Goodson. We email them that.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody have a chance to look at it. Then we can come back at those. We'll have to have two more meetings.
Okay.
And decide, you know, what age, you know what I mean? Everybody has a chance to kind of process it and think about it. And in my what I've done in the past, I've just done it with junior high and started with 7th and 8th grade. That's what I've done. Just and what they normally do is they do a junior high session through that I have never used the Brown County one. I always was in Erath County, but they would do one that was more designated for junior high, mm-hmm. and then they would step it up a little bit and do one for the high school kids. Mm-hmm. And we would
They do something like around sixth grade for like men, just for girls, for menstruation purposes or puberty. I'm just curious.
We do have a program that's in there, and I think it's always changing. But I have not looked at it in a long time. But I do have that. If that's something that you think we
No, I'm just curious about. And I don't know locally, because it's been a long time since our kids have been that age, locally, if sixth graders are, because I know that, you know, looking statistically, it's dropping a little bit as far as when they begin their menstruation. So I'm wondering if sixth grade is a good time for at least the girls. I don't know. I'm throwing that out there.
In the past, I have seen where they've done, either like in fifth or sixth grade, they would do a girls session mm-hmm. and a boys session, mm-hmm. just in a very...
Not talking about sex, just about their puberty. Yeah, yeah. Changes.
You know, about, and especially, like, you know, this is,
turning for them yeah. to giving us a bag you know, with deodorant.
The, yes.
just their private, you know, this is.
Changes that they may be
yeah,
having.
Changes that they're going through mm-hmm. and things of that nature.
But we have done deodorant before, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah,
we did it last year, didn't we?
I don't remember if I had deodorant, but it had like toothbrushes and different.
I think we did add deodorant in that, I want to say.
So, those are some things that would be great for us to think about, and yeah. we probably ought to think about, you know, what do we do? Where do we start? How do we start? What grade do we start? Maybe talk, split the boys and the girls up. What do we discuss in those, in those meetings? You know, what are the boundaries that we discuss? You know, what do we talk about? You know, things of that nature, and we can get, you know, Ms. Beale or even the school counselor to even.
I do have a program in there. I will look at it, and I will try to email y'all that, too. If y'all will send me y'all's email, I have some.
Yeah, actually, if you can write them down on there, yeah, yes. That'd be great.
Does TEA have, like, a solver?
Not really.
Did they say, like, curriculum needs to start?
She emailed me that. I was waiting to talk here before I put up anything. Yes. She did email me back yesterday.
So, but this is a big, out of this last year's legislation, this was a big hot topic that they talked about. They passed lots of legislation on it. Like I said, our board will adopt into the policy, mm-hmm. that policy there. And that's tonight, all of our policy updates.
Okay.
And I read through them, and that is specifically on it. So. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have any questions on any of this? Amanda, Rachel, can y'all hear okay?
Yeah, I can hear. This is Rachel. I agree. I think it needs to be age appropriate, but maybe starting in sixth grade, like y'all said, just about the changes for sure. And then definitely by eighth grade, it needs to be talking about intercourse and things like that.
Okay.
And I'm in agreement with what Rachel said and everybody in the room.
And I'll send you my email, Rachel.
Okay. I have yours, Amanda. The one I sent you the other day was okay.
Okay, great.
Okay. And if y'all want a copy of these, what, seventh grade? I don't know if y'all heard us on that. It's about, how many pages is it? 5 pages long. I'll have a copy of it. You can... ask me for it or come by or whatever, I can get it to you. It's pretty straightforward. Seventh grade, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Do y'all have anything that y'all want to discuss that y'all think we need to improve on or anything that you think we need to change in?
I don't.
I don't know where
I'm
going to go on yet. Okay. I think instead of like setting our dates up, it's better for us just to kind of plan them as we go.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody okay with that? Especially if we're going to have more recent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have a couple here in the next couple of months.
Will it always be about this time, guys, or will it be later? Or
I'm open whatever works for everybody. I don't mind. If you'd rather do it after work. If everybody agrees for that, it doesn't.
I know it's hard with sports and such, but even if it was just maybe 4:30 or 4:45, I might could actually be there. It's just a little bit hard, and I know Amanda's the same way, to break away this early, because it takes, you know, 25, 30 minutes to get to May.
Okay.
Is everybody else okay with, like, 4:30 for next time? Okay. Or 4:45?
And you could even do like a polling group meeting where you could like set up like a 4:30 or a 5:30, and then whoever can make it to the most, do it at that time.
Okay.
It makes it easy on group meeting to do it that way if you wanted to.
I'll let you show me how.
We've all heard of you, the group meeting leader.
There you go.
It's really easy.
I don't know how to do any of that either.
Look on the docs.
Just write to your coach something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or your kids are in
sports.
You'll
learn it really fast.
Ping, 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 ping.
Constant. Do y'all feel like there's anything that we need to take to the board besides this sexual education? Anything else y'all think we need to go to the board with?
I don't think so.
No? I don't think so.
I don't remember being together in high school, though, for all that. The boys and girls?
Were y'all not?
I don't remember. Maybe they are. That's normal now, though?
Yes.
I think that would be awkward.
They didn't come last year.
I don't remember.
But the year before, they were all together.
I guess. I just remember having the junior high talk.
Yeah, the junior high.
I think I just remember sinking in my chair. Because
what I do remember was there was like they gave you a booklet, mm-hmm. and the girl was so excited. I'm like, this is not true.
Yeah.
This is just not true.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girl was excited for it to start. I'm like, no.
I don't have anything else. We can close if everybody's good with that. Do you have anything else? No?
It's good.
Short and sweet?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Thanks, everybody. All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.